This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Yeah. 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 Where my hustlers?
Yeah.
Where my hustlers at? Where my hustlers? That scotch hits, family. That scotch is hitting.
I'm not a yes, sir. Oh.
That scotch is hitting. And the girl's butt.
Here I am with my Okanagan.
Okanagan. I stole one of the sour apple. One of their Palm Bays. You gotta turn that.
You got the Palm Bay after all that draggery? Yeah. You got the Palm Bay after all that draggery?
Nah, this was in the fridge. The girls bought it, and I'm I can't fuck with the scotch, fam. I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke.
We are drinking scotch and Raise 8 ananas. Ananas, that's how you say pineapples in French.
Yeah.
We're drinking girly drinks today, so fuck it. But without any further ado.
I got scotch in my cup.
I think he said not we.
Okay. Well, because last time I was drinking girly shit, I got called out, so.
I know. You
this time you got I'm called fucking out real man, a, nigga.
Yeah. You brought mad attention to it.
And look, you just.
You brought mad attention to your Okanagan.
I didn't bring any attention. I took a sip, nigga. And then you were just like, wait, what is that, fam?
That shit was like a vagina monologue in a can.
But Palm Bay isn't. Your shit even is pink, guy.
Yo, and I said that
even
straight up.
Even the motherfucking, so that's
I'm not trying to hide the shit like you was trying to hide the Okanagan.
So, I wasn't even trying to hide it. It was online. I sipped it openly.
It was made by men with strong hands.
This nigga's trying to act like he's just with like. Strength. This nigga can't even stand on his own too. He's like, yo, we drinking scotch and Palm Bay. So we all drinking girly drinks in here.
You drinking alone. I'm drinking a girly drink alone.
All right.
Okanagan?
What? So see how salty? I'm not even drinking Okanagan today. And you still had to go with it.
Uh-huh. But without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tinfoil Hat
T,
a.k.a. Big E. Only been there once, but they already call you man Mr. Vegas. Killing with the nose. A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. A.K.A. Money Making Mitch, a.K.A. Trinitron Don, a.K.A. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
You're retarded.
Not really. You know that made the beat better, nigga. You know that made the beat better. AKA Trinitron Don, AKA No Okanagan today.
No,
AKA 2 years older.
No Okanagan.
AKA 2 years older, 2 years wiser. AKA the nigga that bring the bottle.
The nigga that lead a bottle, reppin' that smoke mine, state to the line, straight. Run up, get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga. From the moon goes down and the sun up, nigga. We West niggas. East niggas, sorry.
Real niggas drink scotch, not Palm Bay when we ton up. Nigga.
What is a ton up? Oh, like turn up.
Guy, MC Willie Will's playing fucking half the night of this shit. Come on, don't act like you don't know what ton up is.
Bruh.
Fucking, y'all for ton up.
My Saturdays are long. Yeah, you are.
I am.
Yeah, you are. You're very exuberant today.
I am, a little bit, man. It was a good day.
Did you get some Cuddy before you came over? You got some Cuddy before you came
over. I don't know what Cuddy is, man.
You know what Cuddy is.
Like Cuddy up the weed?
Cuddy up. Were you laying in the cot?
Hey.
He was. He got some cut right before it came in.
Not right now. Before.
Hold on. You get
not right
round
before.
Round of applause, my nigga. He got some cutty. Then came over here and he's extra exuberant. That's how I know man gets cutty because he comes in here and he's like, yo, I got some cutty. So I'm just going on haze all day today.
Nigga, rename Sunday, June 13th to Ranks Day because me getting some cutty ranks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cutty ranks in the fucking building.
Right? I can't even name one of his songs, but fuck it. That's the name of this episode. Cutty Ranks.
Fuck it, yeah.
I don't even know how to spell Cuddy. And it's your boy, Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camosi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrat, because we drinking scotch with the Palm Bay and the pinkies up. Don't forget, you drinking scotch, too. We're not on video, but you know that Idol has a scotch right in front of him with
all
the Palm
I have,
Bay.
All I have is a scotch.
He has a Palm Bay and a big, giant martini glass with a pink flamingo in it. That's
the
Palm
Bay over on Will's side is blinding my eye because it's such a pink can.
There's no video. There's no video, it doesn't exist.
All I'm saying is that nigga could have even picked up. Yo, they have like good flavors. Like they have like diesel and shit. This nigga picked up like.
If I just take a look, like I posted this right now. Hold on. Oh, that's me. Hold on.
See how this nigga shit is set on selfie? That just shows you what type of nigga Will is. His shit is set to selfie. He hits carry, he's like, oh, that's me.
Yes, it's set to selfie. Get out of here, nigga. AKA the mayor.
My AM photo shoot. Hey. I forgot to put it back.
Illuminati Giuliani.
Woo, woo, the truth is out there.
AKA, I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All praise be. AKA, my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'ma teach you that lesson. The silver tongue gorilla.
Ra, ra.
AKA,
beware of the ramp shakes.
The last Boy Scout. AKA, one more time, AKA,
call me Mr. Chim.
Cause I bring the smoke in many flavors.
Young Shisha, Harry Hookah.
Yeah.
No, I'm feeling good, man. We got Levs in the building. I haven't seen Levs in a good minute. It's good
Thank
to have
you.
Him around.
We were so happy to have him here, we didn't even give him a mic.
I know, I feel bad.
I completely just crossed my mind. This man was, I'm like setting up, and this man was standing in 17 different corners of this room.
He kept moving. And you left the mic as far as you could from him.
I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to finish setting up. If you want a mic, grab a mic plug. He knows what to do.
But to be real, we weren't sure if Levs was going to stay because.
No, because he has to go. He's going to get some cutty too.
Yeah, that real cutty.
I smell pussy.
Get your heart like Rottweiler. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even have headphones or nothing. This nigga.
I might be able to plug it in. Hey, take there's two things back there. Down, what fell? Something fall? Go behind that speaker, and there's two big things, and if you plug them into the main output too, you might be able to hear us. No? Okay. He did forget how to do this. He hasn't. Shit. Anyways, how was your week, fam?
It was pretty good, man. I did the usually. It was kind of usual, you know what I mean? It's good to see more of the city opening up. Tons of marches and protests that I've heard about that look like they're going good. A lot of people standing up for that kind of shit, which is real good. But other than that, just a regular week. It kind of went fast. How about you?
The week went fast. I got back into the gym today.
Nice. How was that?
It was fucking amazing. I'm weak and out of shape, and I'm fucking just a horrible shell of a man. Holy shit. I did 3.5 minutes on the elliptical, and I was, like, gasping for air. Motherfuckers thinking I probably had COVID because I was, like, profusely sweating on the ground.
Yeah, but you
on
know
my
what?
Knees like this.
You know what I hate? Because there's, like, all these little shorties who are on the elliptical, and they'll just, like, run on it, like, my whole workout. And I'm like, oh, look, it looks assisted. It's like it's assisting them. And then you fucking get on that shit, and it's like, I don't know what's easier, this or climb Everest. Like, right? The shit is, like, ellipticals are hard, guy.
My calf still hurt. Yeah. I might start an OnlyFans with just my calf muscles.
What's OnlyFans? You niggas think I got everything. What's OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is like online hoeing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so
like,
it's like,
send me $50 and you get a picture of her asshole or something. You know, like something like that.
Yeah, because you know, there's not really enough free porn on the internet, so I see why people pay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do like one of them weird ones. I'm just gonna put my calf muscles on there. It's just my calves, muscles or not.
Yeah.
And see if I could get bitches to pay to see my calves. Bitches like calves, right? And then they're like, yo, show me a picture of your calf. And I saw, like, it's me on a farm, like a baby cow. Just like, hey.
Yeah, wrestling it, man. Maybe that's what they want to see. Make sure you can control it.
Control the I'm not wrestling any animal, fam.
I'd wrestle a cow.
Why? For what? That's like a baby cow.
Yeah, man. Fuck baby cow, nigga.
It's a horrible feat of strength, fam.
Push it over. Why?
Because it's like, what
it's
you
like, a baby elephant's like 800 pounds. I could bench it. You're like, that's a baby, nigga. You ain't got no strength.
No, benching the baby.
You ain't got no strength.
Benching a baby, cool. Fighting a baby, anything is not a feat of strength.
I didn't say fight. I said wrestle. I'm not fighting it. I'm wrestling it.
I wish I had a semantics fucking button.
You could put it right next to the accuracy button. Then.
The accuracy button?
Yeah, like if you just stay accurate.
On this podcast, the accuracy button would be the least used button ever. Even when we are accurate, we're not really accurate.
Speak for yourself. I'm fucking laser accurate.
Mm-hmm. This Palm Bay actually is pretty fucking scrumptious.
It's hitting me quick.
Yo.
One sip and this nigga look a loopy.
I'm not. This nigga is horrible. Calm down.
I got really dragged for the Okanagan. I don't really plan on calming down.
How did
all.
You get dragged? I made one comment. And every time we say girly one. Drinks, you bring up the Okanagan, and you're like, I'm getting
one,
dragged.
One.
This nigga's always bringing up,
you,
I was
you
drinking
You said it once.
What?
You, it was only one comment.
Yeah, I said, I think during the podcast, it was like one comment.
It was like one pod comment per podcast since.
I've never brought it up since. You keep bringing it up. And then, of course, if I don't remember it and you bring it up, I'm going to drag you. Like, you wouldn't
yeah,
have got
that's
dragged.
How it happens. All right. I'm never bringing it up again. Me. Let's cool. Let's see.
He's going to bring it up next.
Nah, not at all. I think I'm past. After the Palm Bay, I totally feel vindicated. I'm good.
Palm Bay is a girly drink, but this shit tastes motherfucking scrumptious.
Yeah. So did the Okanagan. Still got dragged.
Okay.
It's facts.
You didn't get dragged.
Okay.
I had a couple of comments about the drink.
A couple of comments.
It wasn't even that much. Like one or two tops.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the tapes.
Well, yeah, do that. But you're going to have to check every episode.
Yeah. My lazy ass isn't going back to no fucking tapes.
Me neither.
I might let you have it. You know what I'm saying? I might even call this dragged. The episode. Dragged. I don't know why I'm looking for this motherfucker for reaction. Stoneface killer over here.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
didn't
why
give
I'm
him headphones.
Here.
You didn't give him a microphone.
He has no
what's
idea what's going on. He's just watching two niggas with headphones on. Talking to this shit like we're fucking doing play-by-play in the fucking, like a Stampede, a CFL game. We look like CFL play-by-play niggas.
Do we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice.
You know, we light-skinned. We're inaccurate as fuck.
Well, I guess I don't, the light-skinned part I didn't get, but.
Me neither. But I mean, we are. this was my accurate button. That's accurate. Yeah, so that was my week. I went to the gym.
Nice, man. That sounds good. Good to have that shit back open. Good to be getting back on it. That's one thing I definitely want to do is get back on that, so.
I think Good Life is open next week.
Is
you're,
it?
You're a Good
oh,
Life.
Oh, yeah. Right? You're a traitor.
I haven't canceled my subscription yet.
Oh, okay.
I should, though. I really don't have it like that.
Yeah.
To subscribe to is it a subscription?
Membership.
Membership. Thank you. To be a member of two gyms, the fact that I only have like.
Why don't you just cancel one of your seven streaming fucking memberships, nigga.
That's something I need to do too. But every time I want to cancel a streaming membership, it's like I think about it and I get an email from them say, hey, you like, I was gonna cancel. I can't remember what it was, but I got an email like the next day and it says, oh, Shudders is now Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon, right? Because I'm like, I'm probably not gonna order that much because it comes with the Prime. I'm like, yeah, I'll just cancel that part of it, maybe lower the cost. And they said, yeah, Shudders is now on Amazon Prime. I'm like, Shudders. I'm keeping it just for that. The Jamaican belly, I need that.
Watch Shudders that night and pay the extra fee for the next 4 months.
Yeah, I haven't even watched Shudders.
Okay, well then I guess it's...
I've been watching Comic Book Man nonstop on Amazon. I have no idea why like Shudders enticed me to keep it, but not enough to watch it.
Yeah, so, but it's on there.
Right?
So if I ever am in a Shudder mood.
I did watch Belly.
I haven't watched that movie in so long. How did it hold up? It doesn't hold up at all?
That movie is horrible.
Really? Shit, I haven't seen it in so
horrible.
Long.
Like, at the end of the day, the best actor in the movie is DMX, and that movie jumps from... That movie, the character... There's no character development.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why, like, they threw all the... Like, oh, and Weebe from The Wire, he's in there, too.
Oh, okay.
But T-Boz is trash. You know what I'm saying? Now I think it's Naomi Campbell. I don't know. Whoever the bitch that DMX. It's a horrible movie.
I can't
movie.
Even remember who's in it. I've seen that movie so long ago. And it wasn't one of my favorites even when it dropped. Why I can't quote it much or anything.
When we was like, when it dropped, like what, 99, 2000, when we was young, it was like, man,
you weren't
we
really
smoked
looking
so much
for
weed
acting
and drank
chops.
So much. Yeah, we smoked so much weed and drank so much alcohol. Like, I don't even know if we knew what good cinema was.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I remember no, I watched no. How High multiple times. You know what I'm
because
saying?
Because it made you laugh. Because when you're young, a lot of that shit still is new and fresh.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more you've seen it all. So it takes like real genius.
Yeah, you got
to. That's why I used to remember, like, I used to think like my mom, I was like, you don't like nothing. And now I'm like, oh, I get it. You've seen everything. There's like only seven comes out. It's the only good movie in 5 years. Like, that's pretty much how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I could totally see that.
And comedy is different now. Like, how niggas, like, shit that I find funny is different. Like, that's why I like shit like Seinfeld and Frasier. A comedy of errors. Because you have to be smart to have these errors, like, one error in the beginning of the episode, and then, like, that domino effect.
Yeah.
That spreads out to the end of the episode, and that's why I like that. But I'm not a huge, like, I can't get to the slapstick part of comedy more. Like, when I see something like,
Like Tommy Boy type shit.
Yeah, Tommy Boy. I know on, I don't know if Much Music or something like that, but one of those channels had American Pie.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. another pretty slapsticky, raunchy.
Yeah, and that was some shit that I thought was hilarious.
Oh, I remember that movie was background noise. Like, I fucking put that movie on any day. And now what, it's hard to get through?
It's not even that it's hard to get through. It's just like, because it's not like it's trash. It's just like this, there's nothing in this movie where it's like, yes, I really feel like committing myself for an hour and a half to watch this.
Yeah.
It's just boring. But 40-Year-Old Virgin is still funny as fuck.
Well, that's because that was smartly written.
Yeah.
So you have like the good takes, you know, with the dude with the accent and all that. It's kind of, it had different kind of layer of comedy, right?
Yeah. And when Kevin Hart and that black dude were going back and forth in the tech store.
Yeah.
Bruh, I was losing it. Yeah. I'm telling, like, spicy water was coming out my nose and foaming in it. I was losing it. That shit was funny as fuck. But yeah, I don't even know why we were talking about that. But there's our 15 minutes of banter.
But there is one more thing that I wanted to bring up that I was actually just talking about today and I thought was funny.
Yeah.
I was talking to my girl and she was like telling me something about some Myra twins or something. The twins from Sister Sister.
Oh, T and Tamara.
Yeah. What are the last name?
Moyer?
Something Meyer,
like T and Tamara Maori.
Maori. Maori or something like that. Anyway, she was like, yeah, he's married to the Maori twins. And I don't know why. I just look like just deadpan. I was like, I don't know who that is or he is. And I don't care. And then she was like, you don't know who the, and I was like, no. And then it dawned on me. I was like, you know what? When I was a kid, I would like ask my dad something. Like I would be like, oh yeah, you know who Kevin Hart is? And he'd be like, no. And in my mind, I thought that he was so out of touch. I was like, how could he? But now that I'm getting older, he just didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck. If you liked it, if you was happy about it, how it made you feel.
Yeah.
None of that.
No, he's just like, hey. I thought it was because he was old. But now I realize he just didn't care because I don't really care about who married who or who's with who or any of that. You know what I mean? So.
And we run an entertainment podcast. That's fucked up how we just really don't give a fuck about entertainment. we want to tell motherfuckers how we have the entertainment.
But, I mean, like, obscure people like that, I don't care.
No.
Like Tieran Tamari Maori, like I don't fucking even know. But I remember Sister Sister a little bit. No, just one dude was married to one of them because it was a movie, and then he was on the cover, and she was like, "Oh, that one dude's married to my," and I was like, "I don't know who that is or who he is."
That is some like knowledge, like you. That's some reality TV knowledge, like that's some ET Canada knowledge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just shit nobody watches. Like I don't know who the fuck's married to who.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like what you like? Damn, you must be scrolling all day to see all these little tidbits.
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
I know that one.
Kanye, Kim.
I know that one.
That's pretty much my extent of who I like. And even then, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But that's just like unless it's like bombarded through pop culture.
The prince and that chick from Suits.
Oh yeah, Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Cause she was in Suits. Like that's, but like, hey, I don't know too many names anymore and shit.
I thought it was dope. Now this is my last part, and this probably pissed off the queen, but her because she used to run slaves. We all know about, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
The world did. Mm-hmm. No, she did. She then there's actually a story about when she went to Manitoba or Saskatchewan and grabbed 15 kids from a residential school, and they were never seen again. Brought them back to Europe and they were never seen again.
Wow.
That's like a whole, like I think we should start a whole new podcast called Mysteries of Fuckery.
And yeah, I think absolutely. That's
it. But
I could see that because she's like 100.
Yeah, like.
And slavery ended like 50 ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, she could have been 40.
I think she's still
getting slaves.
Still getting slaves. I'm pretty sure Buckingham Palace,
Buckingham?
Yeah, Buckingham Palace was full of nigger servants.
You think it was niggas?
Oh, it was niggas.
When she grabbed the kids from the school, I assume they were like indigenous?
Indigenous, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did with them. She took them on a trip and that was it. Fucked up.
Yeah.
But
I had nothing to say to it because I'm like.
Just thinking. Like,
imagine being a parent of that and just being like, no, they left with the queen and then never seen again.
Well, if you're in a residential school, at the end of the day, if you had parents, forget about them. If you had kids that are in residential schools, forget about them. Like that's a whole different system of fucked up.
Oh, okay. That's one thing I did want to look into a little more because I had heard about some of that shit lately, in light of everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The residential school thing is fucked up.
Because I had said this because lately I had be lately like I yo I battle dudes all day sometimes, mm-hmm. right? Like about certain issues and systemic racism and its existence and whatnot. And over all my research, because now I'm becoming like a little bit of a scholar, but I've realized, and I do say this to everybody, I will be talking about indigenous people forward as well, because they're almost got done worse than black people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up. Like that's fucked up.
Continue with my story real quick.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's what we do.
Yeah.
You didn't do it much when you were drinking the girly drinks.
Well, it was only the one day.
So,
see how you said drinks with a plural? That's my point.
What, nigga?
I see you try. That's my point. You try to fucking do shit. You bring it up. You fucking exacerbate.
Quit throwing $5 words at me, nigga. I hate that because I don't know. Exacerbate. In my head, I know what it means, but in my head, the first thing I want to do is try and spell that motherfucker.
You try to make it bigger?
Hey! 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 Can you turn my levels down just a little bit, please? I don't know. I was
Are you
like
gonna give a timestamp for your Tourette's outbreak or what?
No, we're gonna
people just be like, this is an interesting comment. Hey, it's just like, holy shit,
I did not sound like I was in
okay. Yo, me and you talk is like broken telephone. This nigga does it, I do it one way, a little different, and then all of a sudden you're full Arnie. Like, that's pretty much.
Oh, and that doesn't go. Anyways, to continue with my story.
That's why I said that's the dichotomy of this show.
Yeah, we got to give one up for dichotomy.
Yeah.
Her grandson brought home a nigga,
mm-hmm.
and then said, you know what? I don't know if I really want this life anymore. I think me and Meg are just going to branch off on our own. She must have been pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, you bring home a black girl. That's Canadian.
But is it like this? I always felt like it was the equivalent of like sending him off to school to like learn lessons on his own. Like, I don't think he's like, he could just really walk back into the motherfucker any day.
He probably could, but.
Right? Like, this is his experiment of being a big boy.
Yeah, I don't think any of the kids or grandkids or anybody in the history of the, well, not the history, because it probably was, but in our generation,
yeah,
or we could remember history, was like, I'm stepping away from the monarchy all because of who they're with. I'm sure it's happened before,
mm-hmm.
but in today's day and age, I think that's some unprecedented shit, especially for someone who's colored. Are we allowed to say colored anymore?
Yeah. It's a little bit significant, I do agree, but at the same time, I don't know, I just don't respect, it's just like, I'm going to move away from the monarchy. Flies in his private jet to Canada, where there's 36 armed guards waiting to run him to his new mansion paid by his mother and father while they protect him and it. Yeah, you're fucking on your own now.
But
like that to me is, I guess.
He just ruined the whole joke. Like, he just ruined it.
I didn't mean to. He's just like, well, my mom can't walk in on me anymore. Is that, like, what really happened? Like,
his mom is dead.
Oh.
Princess Diana.
Oh, my bad. I was...
She hasn't been able to walk in on him for a long time.
Well, okay.
Wow, fam.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Oh, you're lucky I don't have my sound.
Yeah, board. Boy. That's exactly. That's fucking karma, nigga. That's slave sermons.
If
That's what it was. That's what I spit. That's why God didn't let you do that.
Now, if... My nigga said slave sermons.
I was actually listening to a whole series of slave sermons lately. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good shit too.
Speaking of white boys that
okay.
That love black people. Jeff Bezos.
Uh-huh.
Yo, did you see what you see what Jeff Bezos is doing?
What did he
So first of all, he's, you know, the head of Amazon.
Right? Yes, I know who he is.
And he's one of them motherfuckers that you like want to be like, where you can give half of your fucking shit away in a divorce and then quadruple whatever the fuck you gave away in a matter of no time, and the whole world hates you because you're the owner of a big corporation. Anyways, Jeff Bezos decided to put up the Black Lives Matter banner
mm-hmm.
on his shit, you know what I'm saying? And then proceeded to give money a bunch of these movements and the Black Lives Matter and a bunch of independent little movements, and I think he actually bailed some people out of or put money towards whatever the fucking thing is where they're bailing out the protesters. But he was publicly endorsing and speaking on the side of the like you could say the Black Lives Matter movement, maybe not them specifically, but as far as Black Lives Matter. He started getting
Do you think it's like a business move?
Oh, 100%, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But a business move or not, I don't know if he actually feels that way. So I'm just going off the premise that he does actually feel that way. So it's a smart business move, yes, but if he actually feels that way, then that's even cooler. But the thing is, he's getting a bunch of racist emails, mm-hmm. and this is what makes it dope, right? Not just the show of it, but he's getting a bunch of racist emails, motherfuckers saying that they're never going to order from Amazon again, motherfuckers saying you're a nigger lover, da-da-da-da, and then showing the screenshot or sending him a screenshot of them canceling the Amazon subscription. And he's taking these motherfucking emails and making them public.
Just to show people.
And just to show people and shaming the people that are sending it to him. And with comments like, you are definitely the type of customer Amazon doesn't want. Now, of course, yes, a good business move. But at the end of the day, it's still a good move in general. Because he's actually showing the racism, the bullshit
yeah.
that's going through and everything.
If he's
like
putting it on blast, then that's always good to bring more light to the topic. I was going way more darker with him being a business move. Because, I mean, if you're an online retailer, like you want niggas to go crazy and smash up everything so they have to order more from you, right? Because there's no more stores. No, I'm just kidding.
Riot,
I'm talking about
my
one
minions,
or two.
Riot. Yeah.
I just picture like him sitting around, like Simpsons style, where he has the one chick who's just like, $36 million more or whatever. Yeah, do you remember that one where Pete, you know, I would like to see them still break down a sign, like, you know. But hey, if
you
putting,
love, you just want to see, you, like your first reaction is just the world is gonna burn. Like that's you always
no.
go to the world burning.
Is the world not burning?
No, but it's like, yo, my dude, me and Star putting out a podcast. And da, da, da. Yeah, I'm not wishing that would happen, but you know how your numbers would go up if y'all just had a meltdown on an episode. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I mean, that would be entertaining. Yeah, I don't want it to happen. But if it did, you know,
it'd
I would
fire.
Tune in more.
It'd be fire. Yeah. And you,
I'd be hooked onto something.
Everybody wants to see a fucking hot mess, do they not?
They do.
Okay, well, that's all I was trying to tell you.
You don't expect your partner in crime to be like, yo. Like, everyone wants to see a hot mess, but you don't expect your dude to be like, yo. So just be a hot mess, fam. Just be a hot, like, let me just throw some kind of fuel into your hot mess fire.
Word. Like, hey, I just want to see all the dirt come out.
I think you've seen all the dirt that me and her have. Like, it's not like we hang around people and the dirt doesn't just get exposed for no
reason.
It's
true. You got y'all.
We have no, there's no filter.
So I guess what I was trying to say is that I hope some of the messiness that is displayed in public comes out on the podcast. That's all I was saying.
No, because we're only comfortable in having the people that we're close to feel uncomfortable. We don't want the world to feel uncomfortable.
I don't know. I think a couple shots of scotch and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter who the audience is.
We should do a show on camera here with maybe a couple of niggas that are like can protect me. Like, and I'm not going to
protect
like,
me.
Dead ass. Like, anybody want to call me a bitch? Call me a bitch. My wife likes to stab people. But
shit.
And then we're drinking, but I will have two little Mickeys, right? But I'll replace her rum with whiskey. You know what I'm saying? She's half native.
Mm-hmm.
So I replace her rum with whiskey. And this is not being big.
I was just about to say, maybe not the climate.
Bruh. Bruh. I will call up every single last one of my native friends, family, and her.
Mm-hmm.
And they will tell you, don't give me whiskey.
Really?
Don't give me whiskey. I don't drink whiskey, nigga.
Okay.
I got a little good bit of Cherokee in my blood.
Okay.
And I think, like, my mom's been telling me that since I was a kid, and I don't know if that's how she just explained her good hair.
Hey.
It was the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Being part Cherokee was
dope. I think on my mom's side, we have some as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not just saying that because you did, but I don't know. You know, after all this, again, that's another thing I really wanted to inquire a little bit more about that. Because I did see you have a post about that.
Yeah, if you
and
have.
And you were posting about the fact that you weren't 100% sure of your heritage. And then I really thought about it. And I was like, I know my dad's side, right? He goes straight back to Yard, Trinidad. But my mom, I'm not. I know she goes back to Scotia. But I do think that there is some native in there because a lot of us have like a little bit of those features. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. Like, so I'm assuming, you know, I don't know. I did want to ask about that.
And I know we have family that came here. Hold on. How did we get here? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm just going to give her some
hair.
Whiskey. Yeah, I'm just going to give her some whiskey and see if we could blow up. Jeff Bezos. Yeah. This recap. Podcast is a shit show.
It is.
Let me just tell.
All right, let's stay on topic. You want to stay on topic?
I honestly, our fucking our numbers are going up every week, so I don't give a fuck. If you want to talk about shoes in 2 seconds, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Whatever we're doing, motherfuckers. Well, because like
let's
it.
Be real, we represent people's true attention. Like they're probably sick of Bezos after 5 or 6 yeah. minutes anyway.
Let's just
so they're probably right with us. They're probably just like, yeah, fuck Bezos. What was he talking about? I was born anyways. Move on.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos gets a positive gunshot. Next yes. subject. Yeah, so my family came from the southern states and came to Athabasca when they was giving away land and a whole bunch of different shit, right?
Okay.
But some of my family just saw some of these Native women.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a baby. Oh. And it, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, listen, girl, listen, hey. Because I think about you all the time, baby.
Yeah.
Now take that straight hair. Come over. Right. There's a lot of jokes I want to say, and it's not the right climate.
No.
There's a lot of Native Black jokes that I want to throw in there.
There is. And actually, I seen a post one time where they were talking about now they want the overall oppressive speak to stop, so they don't want you to be say powwow with your friends anymore. They don't want you to say, you know, a lot of that kind of shit. Like I was like, oh shit, okay, yeah, no, fair enough.
So a lot of things. Oh, actually, did I put it in here? Because I do 10 common phrases that are racist as fuck. They're gonna go through these phrases because some of them I didn't even know where they came from. But powwow with your friends. When was the last time you've actually said that? Like, me and my friends are having a powwow. Like, I don't think.
Oh, fuck. I barely ever said that. But that's not really.
I think I said it once when I was like 7.
But that's not really our culture. Yeah. Like, I think if you go around certain corporate circumstances, they're just like, let's all have a powwow. Like, they just think it's funny.
Now, I did see at my old job this dude who was Native, but this dude was like as white as Lev's, right? But he's like pure Native. Now, or he could be Métis. I don't know how the fuck shit goes.
Yeah.
But we were having a conversation where we were smoking. This was years ago. And he was talking about he's going to a powwow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of those conversations. What are you doing? You're going to a powwow. And then this other white lady was like, I don't think you're allowed to say that. And he's like, what? She's like, and he's like, powwow. Like, why can't I say that? And she's like, it's really insensitive, and you're a good guy, and I don't want anybody to go to HR, so I don't think that's regular. Da, da, da. She's like, he's like, so and so, whatever the fuck her name was. He's like, I'm Native,
and I'm going to a real powwow.
Yeah, I'm going to an actual powwow. Like this is what. And then he showed him pictures like when dressed up and they're doing the dance and everything like that, right? And she was like, her mind was blown. It's like, oh, people that aren't white look white. And I was, you know what I'm saying? It was like, and I probably would have thought the same thing, like, if I didn't know the dude and have conversations and stuff like that. But this is one of those things where it's like, the lady, the white lady, she's out there being, like, the racist police, which is kind of cool and kind of, like, calm down, Karen, at the same time. Where it's like, I don't think, it's like, she's just out there with a checkbook. It's like, okay, oh, that was offensive. I don't think you can say that. No, you can't say that. She's out there just like.
I agree, but I don't think that she was being a Karen because. She was trying to prevent him from getting in trouble with HR. She wasn't dropping dime on him.
No, she wasn't dropping dime on him. But the Karen part is you're just interjecting yourself. Mind your business.
Yeah, agree.
You know, that's the Karen part. But she was like being a Karen for the cause.
But the thing is,
she was a KC.
If I was like
K for the C. She was a KFC, Karen for the cause.
Let's just say we're like early whatever year fucking Batman met Robin when he was stealing hubcaps and I'm stealing a hubcap.
Okay. I thought Batman met Robin at the circus. Parents fall? And then he's like,
wasn't Robin like stealing the hubcaps off his whip? I don't know. There's a few different Robins. Maybe one of them was from. I would be the one who would know this. But
I'm talking Dick Grayson. His parents died.
Yeah. But there's other Robins. Mm-hmm. One of them I think was. Anyways, maybe I don't even fucking know. I'm not a DC guy. But the fact is that if some lady walked up to me and was like, "Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. There's some cops up the road. You might not want." I wouldn't think of her as anything but down.
Yeah, most definitely. That's my point. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I would even say Karen in that case.
No, she's a Karen for the cause. Because a Karen isn't just the racist. The Karen is just someone who's causing a white lady using her privilege to cause a huge fuss to whatever agenda she's pushing.
Oh, okay. I thought it came with having to be telling.
No, but, well.
I guess you could just complain at a restaurant and be a Karen. Yeah, I know. So, I see
posts of Karen just yelling at people in the store. go back to Africa. Yeah. And it's clearly a Mexican. Like, and he's like, you don't know where I come from. I know Africa is, man. But yeah, but that's why I like the Karen's for a cause. Because at the end of the day, Karen kind of, like, I hate that Karen is negative because I have an Aunt Karen. Like, I have a lot of Karens in my life.
I have a high school friend named Karen, too. Right? And she's like, life's hard right now.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm like, I agree.
And to me, like, a Karen is just, to me, a Karen is someone who's just overtly being...
Interjective
and throwing their... And they're like a literal, a physical representation of white privilege that's loud and pushing an agenda. So if you're a Karen for the cause, I think that's a good thing. I think we need to push some positive Karen for the cause. We need to take Karen and do what we did with Nigga. We need a bunch of white girls with bobs because the 90s was popping. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these white girls they still have the bob haircut, have little interracial kids that are just coming out of college right now. Cause in the 90s they was fucking.
And I think we could get
Karen's for the cause.
Honestly, I think we could get mad niggas behind it because Karen's for the cause. So if we shorten that down, KFC would be KFC. The fucking there you go, fried chicken.
And at the end of the day, like, we could get a bunch of white girls to wear these shirts. We take pictures of it. We could sell KFC shirts. Karen's
you
for the cause.
You try to make like a that ain't gonna sell.
Bruh, you know how many white girls I can get wearing Karen's for the cause and just marching? They're marching because not just white women. Women in general love to be petty. And how petty is it to be like, oh, you Karens fucking with our black men? We the real Karens in this motherfucker. Karens for the cause. Fuck all y'all. And they just doing that out of spite.
Okay. Push that movement, and if you get people behind it, I'll be surprised.
Bitches love spite.
That, somewhat.
Think about it.
Yeah, I guess.
Karens for the cause.
Karens for the cause, man. Coming soon.
I want all the smokepodcast.com. Karens for the cause shirt.
That's Will Hayes.
Yeah, we doing it.
What you got in Hex, man?
10 common phrases that are actually racist as fuck. Let's hear. Okay.
Let's see if not some of these surprise me.
The first one. Thug. This is relatively new. It says, according to the dictionary, a thug is a violent criminal. However, the frequent way the words have been described to use Black Lives Matter protesters... Trayvon Martin, and almost every black victim of police brutality, there's an undeniable racial charge to the word. Have any of y'all noticed how the word thug has been kind of interjected with nigga? With the hard R?
Maybe lately.
Yeah. Not in the past. No, this is more.
Because thugs was always just goons. Like, it's always been kind of hired thugs, right? Like, But yeah, I guess nowadays, because it's starting to have that connotation when, you know, I think it would be more against unruly kind of niggas and protesters would be thugs, though, right? Not just an interjection for the word nigga.
Well, I don't know. They didn't call anybody thugs when Vancouver lost the playoffs and they turned that city upside down. I never once heard thugs.
like I said, I just don't think that they're
not interchanging with nigga, but that's their description of
black people with unrest.
Yeah.
Like
civil unrest.
Yes, black people with civil unrest. They're now thugs. I agree. I actually agree with that. You know what I mean? They're calling them thugs now, so I don't know, it's kind of hard. And you know what, some of this stuff really gets me, and you know what, I might get dragged for this, and this is one of the things that I've actually thought about, maybe even writing some speeches and stuff like that and actually being a little bit more active, believe it or not. I don't know. I've done lots of research. But I do think the problem is that I can name 6 rappers with the name Thug in their name.
Thug in their name, yep.
Right? Like, last time I, like, fucking wasn't like 1 or 2. I'm a thug.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm a thug.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a moniker that we... took and they're running with it. And I agree, it's wrong. But I do, look, I want to push the truth, not a narrative, in everything, whether it be about systematic racism or anything, or systemic racism or anything. So I just think it's funny that we have associated ourselves with that and now they call us that and we're mad about it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, like, I'm glad you touched on that because...
Hello.
Yeah. I'm glad you touched on that because that was something that when I was reading this, I'm like, yeah, da da da. But we had Thug Life, which actually had meaning behind
Young
it.
But Thug, Young Lil Thug, Thug, like fucking half the album's name, Thug Life, Thuggin', Thug.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, like.
Maybe it's our own fault.
I don't know if it's our own fault, but that's what we call ourselves when we're wild and unruly.
Thugs.
That's what we call ourselves.
So maybe it's, maybe, yeah, maybe then, yeah, that's what we are. When we're wild and unruly, we're thugs.
I don't know. I'm just saying, nigga. I'm not saying that that's what we are. I think I'm getting a little bit cornered into saying certain things. I'm just saying that that's what we call ourselves when we're wild, unruly, or gangster, or confronting, like confrontational. So maybe, I don't know. Is that, I don't know.
So would you concede that, yes, we are thugs when we're acting like thugs?
I think anybody is. But I get it because it's just so many black people in the news right now.
Do you know any white rappers named Thug? Thugnificent white?
But a name is something you give yourself, so that would only go towards my point a little more.
Yeah, true.
Because it's like, yeah, they don't even call themselves thugs in rap. It's just us.
Yeah, I think that. I think I just opened up a next one.
But you know what? I do agree. Like, connotations change. Fucking definitions change. I think it is a code word now.
But it kind of seems that way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's hard to sometimes chastise too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what you got for the next one?
Next one, grandfather clause. Grandfather clause, this is the definition. Statutory or constitutional device enacted by 7 southern states between 1895 and 1910 to deny suffrage to African Americans. It provided that those who had enjoyed the right to vote prior to 1886 or 87 or their lineal descendants would be exempt from educational, property, or tax requirements for voting. Because the former slaves have not been granted the franchise until the adoption of the 15th Amendment in 1870, those clauses worked effectively to exclude black people from the vote but assured the franchise to many impoverished and illiterate whites.
Okay. I get it.
Crazy.
That one I kind of get, but I've never even heard of it ever in a black-white. I've always heard of it like, for me, it was like guns were banned, but if you could have guns before the ban, then the grandfather clause let you keep them.
The thing about these,
that's where the term originated, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so these are terms that are, so a thug was a bad example on this one, but what this article basically is terms that are racist as fuck. Or that weren't always, but now have been turned? No, terms that come from racist origins that we use and we didn't know they came from racist origins. Thug wasn't like that. So thug was a bad example for this article.
Yeah.
Thug was like the opposite, like the flip of that. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But grandfather clause, that's actually interesting. What's the next one?
Next one is gypsy or gyp. Like you got gypped.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
And gypsy. I thought gypsy was an actual like group of people, but it was racist. The word gypsy is a racial slur referring to the Roma people. The Roma people are descendants from northern India due to severe marginalization and threats of violence by others, lived a nomadic lifestyle and forced migration for centuries.
Because gypsies are a type of people.
Yeah.
The problem is that and even if I don't know, a lot of this is based off reality TV because I don't actually really know gypsies, but grifting is part of their culture. Mm-hmm. That is part of it. Being able, like, they will acknowledge it, like they were grifters.
Yeah, but the thing is,
if you got gypped, that meant you got grifted.
Right, exactly. But the thing is, let's say 100 years from now,
which is still racist.
100 years from now.
Yeah.
Black people are called niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so inclined that 100 years from now, regular people say nigga they don't even refer to nigga as a derogatory term. That's just the new name for the race of black people, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if you got, I don't know, if someone sold you something, let's say you got ripped off or whatever, you got nigged. You dig what I'm saying? So gypsy isn't a race. The Romans are the race.
Yeah.
They just started, people called them gypsies as a derogatory term for so long, and it carried for so long that even they adopted that as, well, we're gypsies.
Well, that's part of the reason why, like, So sometimes you'll hear certain people speak, and even me to a degree, where they'll be like, oh, well, we need to stop calling ourselves niggas, right? And I'm like, ah, oh, man, that's just what we call ourselves. But then you take an example like that, and you start to realize
it could
the real shackles it puts on your mind when you start to refer to it yourself. You know what I mean? To the point where now you are a gypsy and people get gypped. Like, that's horrible, right? Like, and you
Like, somewhat centuries go by to where that's just...
So, you know what, man? That's a harsh lesson. I probably won't stop saying nigga right away or very soon. I'm just being 100% honest. It's just so in my lexicon at this point.
I tried to stop saying nigga. I even, like, announced it.
Yeah.
You know how long that lasted?
To the end of that announcement?
No, to the first time my son pissed me off.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
The first thing that came out my mouth was, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And
nah,
it was
it's hard.
It is.
It's hard. Like, but that is a prime example. Yeah. Like, hey, to people who want to, I mean, you would be a better man than me to stop saying nigga today, but we don't want people to get nigged. Right? Like, we don't want people to be like, yo, man, he like, nigged him. He went into the, you don't want to go in that alley, you get nigged. You know what I mean? Like, that's true. No, I'm not. Like, I know it sounds funny, but I'm being honest, actually. That's eye-opening to me. These terms stick.
So let's say, like, getting nigged. Like, let's say it keeps sticking, and getting nigged is like, yo, shorty had an interracial baby. Oh, she got nigged.
That's still terrible.
Your dad left you
okay
before you were born. Oh, you got nigged. Like, that'd be fucked up.
I will accept it. If it means I slayed a chick with a, like, good D. So if they're just like, yo, she's laid out, she got nigged.
Nah, I still wouldn't accept that. No, that's weird, because it's...
That's worse.
I think that
now you're perpetuating
might be worse.
Tons of stereotypes right away.
I think that
right
might
away.
Be worse, where it's like, yo, she just got... she's got laid out by a black dude. You got nigged. Like, I don't know, the undertones, like, you're never going to see this man again.
Do you think the overall overtone of saying things like BBC is wrong then? Because that's almost like classifying, like, big black cock.
But that's... I'm throwing extra pauses on my next statement.
Nah!
I'm throwing extra pauses.
Pombay!
But BBC is basically an acronym for an accurate description.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going.
Okay, got
that's
it.
Where I'm going.
Got
that's
it.
Like a huge pause.
You're just saying it's a descriptor.
I told you a huge pause. I said what I said.
Hey,
I'm not saying
enough.
Anything else.
Fair enough.
No idea why. This nigga got some cutty. He got some cutty.
This ain't nothing about
cutty. And
there
was something playing in the background. He had Pornhub in the background.
No,
been talking
I don't
about
even
pre-porn.
Watch porn, guys.
He threw out BBC for no reason.
It's not for no reason. We were talking about derogatory terms that stick.
Yeah, but BBC's not a derogatory. It's like saying, yo, that's a SMB, SBM. What's that? Small black microphone. But that's exactly what it is.
It's yeah, but.
The BBC, if you go down
so,
that rabbit
according
it up, you're getting exactly what it says.
So according to the definition of thug, when you cause civil unrest, you that is just an accurate description of you at the time.
It's 100% an accurate description.
But it's still...
When it's an accurate description that's only used towards one race, that's when you start to teeter over that accurate description.
When's the last time you got called BBC, Levs?
Because he's not black.
I'm just
if
saying,
they said black thugs, cool. There's BWCs on Pornhub. There's BBCs and BWCs. Like at the
so if they said black thugs, you think it would make it better?
I'm not saying if you say black thugs, it would make it better. I'm saying you're saying that thugs is an accurate description based off of the definition.
Yes.
Where in that definition is the description of the visual?
Well, that's just the point.
Not the action. No,
actually,
it's not the point.
You know what? I would
that,
actually go. I would,
the, hold on.
I would,
hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay.
Because thugs is the description of the action, not the visual.
Mm-hmm.
BBC is a big black cock.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Civil unrest or disobedience can be a whole bunch of different things. It could be a whole bunch, like, there's no visual in that.
Okay.
I can throw this table and it'd be like, well, you're being a thug. Levs could slam the door, you're being a thug. So Levs can have the biggest cock in the world. It will never be a BBC because he's not black.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that only goes actually, and I'm glad that you argued that so staunchly, because it only goes further to my point to show that it's not a racist term, because when they show BLM thugs, right, there's white people looting too. So why would you put color to it when all they're doing are criminals? Like, if I call you a criminal, then you could be any color, just like a thug. So if that's the accurate description of what they're doing at the time, being a thug, causing property damage. They're not actually specifying that it's a black or a white person. You back, should be happier.
Mic, move back from the mic.
Who you should be happier.
Who should be happier?
Well, you at the terminology.
I'm not unhappy at the terminology. I read from the thing. I even said that that was a horrible example because it was flipped. We had a conversation, and I just said, well, this is the reason, yeah, da, da, da. And you're like, yeah, I kind of agree with it, and I kind of don't. I'm like, yeah, cool. I never said that thug is... I never said that thug was a racist term. I said, have you noticed that it was pointed at da da da? And then I said, it's a horrible example for this article. I'm just reading the article. Yeah.
Sorry, it's just because you almost brought it back to it when I said about the BBC, right? You said that that isn't a horrible term because it's an accurate description.
Right.
So I was just kind of trying to relay that, that thug isn't either then.
Right. So, and yeah, so thug, if thugs, okay. So what this article is trying to say though, because mm-hmm. thug is an actual description of the actions.
Yes.
But you can have, there's nothing so specific to thug
mm-hmm.
to where it can't be anything else, right? Thug can be a bunch of different things. You can relate thug to a, it's a wide brush, right?
Yes, I get the
Whereas
point.
Whereas BBC is like, it's
It can only specific. Be one group of people. I was just talking about its level of derogatory. That's all. Like,
but why? I don't understand how BBC would be derogatory if it's just a if it's just
because
saying,
you're categorizing people to just be like these big dick monsters. Like it's usually like even the connotation it's usually used in isn't exact.
Well,
like,
yeah. Well, okay. So when you get to that, yes, I can agree with you 100%. Like if it's like BBC thug. Right?
Well, no, but I just even mean like when girls are like, I want a BBC. Like you're right. Just picturing some rock nigga with a big dick just plowing her. Like that sound that's very fetishizing or whatever right. the word is and fetishizing.
This
like
is a weird
that's not
conversation.
No,
bro.
It is, but
I don't because I understand exactly. Like, and I'm not even I can't even say that I disagree, even though like because it yeah.
I am. It's just the shit has got me. There you go.
The look on this nigga's face when the mic dropped, he's like,
well, because I didn't want it to fall.
It's I don't know, because maybe if it was like instead of BBC, they called it Mandingo Cock, like BMC, Big Mandingo Cock, and then it's just a bunch of black dudes, right? Because I understand that, because where it's like, because you can't.
I do get what you're saying, but
and then yeah, and then like you said, with the connotations of it, sometimes when you see like when you're scrolling through and you see it, it's like I don't know who has these fetishes, but they put niggas in weird situations in porn sometimes. Like I watch. Yeah. Two cups. Nope.
Two girls,
I watched,
one cup?
Ew. I watched that once. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, almost. I watched two cops handcuff a nigga
mm-hmm.
And fuck his brains out.
Whoa.
While calling him nigga. And I was like...
That's strange.
And they were fine-ass white bras, too. And this was, like, one of the porns. And I was like... I didn't watch the whole thing. And I was like, there's somebody out there who has this fetish.
Well, there's lots of people who like to be berated.
It's odd.
It is odd to me, too. I would hate to be like, you ugly motherfucker, like, while I'm fucking you and I'm getting off on that. But I guess someone out there likes it. Well, there must be.
You field nigga. Like, whoa, hey.
Look at my clothes. I'm clearly a house nigga. I was just kidding.
I brought you some sweet tea last Tuesday. What are you talking about?
Nah, but all jokes aside, I don't know. I just think that anything in the wrong connotations, but I get exactly what you're saying. I do. I wasn't trying to be too naive or obtuse there.
It comes down the rabbit hole of, are we getting to the point where now we're just reaching for racism in anywhere? Like, not in this article itself, but sometimes we're just reaching for racism. So we, you know what I'm saying? Because now we have the pendulum is kind of swinging over towards our side. Are we just reaching for racism? Because I know that now they want to take, they took off cops. They're talking about taking off live PD. And there's even, like, petitions up to remove... Law and Order, SVU. Like, are we just reaching?
I gotta be honest, I was mad they're taking off Cops. I like that show.
Yeah. Niggas love Cops.
I totally get why. Because more often than not.
Aggressiveness of the cop nature?
Huh?
Like, why? Like, help me understand why.
Well, just because you wouldn't, right now, I don't think if they're going to be showing niggas getting wrestled and tackled, I don't think you want that on TV at this exact moment.
Right. Now,
and then you wouldn't want, also, like, one thing that I kind of thought in the back of my mind was, is that if I was, because, from what I remember, and I'm not even exaggerating or anything, and you could, maybe I'm out of line on this if you guys have watched Cops quite a bit, but a lot of those guys are like, I can't breathe when they're on them and shit. I don't think that you want to be having that imagery of a dude who can't breathe because white cops are on him, like, nowadays.
That's true.
So I think that's kind of more what it's surrounded by.
Yeah, and I understand. I wasn't happy about them taking cops off.
I genuinely like the show, actually.
Like, some people are like, oh, this is a huge victory. Da, da, da. It's like, for who? It's been on for 33 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they better not take away my Law and Order.
I don't watch Law and Order, but that doesn't mean that I don't care. I just mean, like, I've never seen the show, so.
It's dope. Oh,
if it's good and they're taking it off, as long as, I don't know. I guess it's just the imagery right now they have to be careful of.
Yeah, so they just won't, but it's going to be at the point where they just don't want cops around anything. No cops ever.
Yes. Well, just no cops being
cops.
Copy.
Yeah, don't be too copy.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I feel bad. I feel bad for cops. There's a lot of good cops out there. I do also think that this shit falls into chaos without cops. So, you know, it's a necessary evil. So I think you need some sort of police.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if people want to sweep that under the rug. It's almost like they don't want police. I don't understand.
You can't have the people policing the people.
No, nigga.
The inmates can't run the asylum.
It'd be done.
Yeah.
You need some sort of order, unfortunately.
And law, SVU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely for this convo, because Lev already said something real good. It's too bad we didn't have a mic for him.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a jet? Oh, you got to go?
No worries. Can you grab the scotch?
Big Lev's in the house. It was really good.
And grab a Palm Bay for Idol. Idol needs a Palm Bay.
Oh, my fucking God. There you go. See? Unprovoked. Actually, is there really more Palm Bays?
Yeah.
Yo, hook me up with a Palm Bay.
Like, I'm telling you, they're good, fam.
God, I was the one drinking the Okanagan because it was good.
Okay. So if I point out that we're drinking girly drinks, it's not a drag. Well, it's an accurate description.
I didn't say that today was the drag. I said you've been dragging me previous, because when you leave me out in the cold alone and laugh about it.
Nigga, you got a GDC.
What a goddamn.
A girly drink can.
Thanks, man.
Peace out, Levs.
Just to let you know, Will's on a second Palm Bay.
Oh, Christ.
I'm so glad Levs brought you a second.
I wish we were still arguing about the same thing. I wish we were still arguing about BBC. Like, that was a weird argument.
That was.
Oh, shit. I'm having some scotch. This one, they're good as fuck.
Actually, yeah.
Which one did you get?
I don't know. It's a pink one.
Yeah, raspberry lychee.
Yeah, that phrase, na-na.
Girls are going to be here tonight. So.
MC Willy Will? Thing.
Yeah. And they're going to be like, where's all of our drinks? I don't know. Oops. Idol likes the girly drinks. You saw that episode. So maybe.
Plenty of scotch.
Plenty of scotch. This one, I actually did not know. No can do.
Oh, but before we go on.
Oh, yeah.
Because Levs did say a good thing. Mm. What do you think about the whole defunding of the police movement?
Because I have to look more into what defunding actually is, but from the vagueness that I actually looked at, it was just basically taking away some of the public funding that the police gets and putting it into programs and stuff like that. So it's not taking away their paychecks or their pension or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a good idea. I'd have to know more about it, because it's definitely the defunding of the police is definitely an American thing. I don't even think the police are handled like that here.
But I think, haven't they been talking about it in Canada?
Maybe.
I think I heard some things about them even talking about doing it in Canada.
Now, like, I'd have to look into it.
Me too. I don't know what the specifics are, but
yeah.
I agree with defunding the police as far as making them go to more social programs or being more strict.
Mm-hmm.
on getting to be a police officer. Maybe we should take some of that money and put it into more
training,
psych evaluations and training. And they actually were talking about maybe taking away the police's authority as far as violence goes. Do you think that works out, or how do you think that works?
Explain.
Well, I think they were talking about maybe just taking away their authority to, like, shoot people. Like, because they almost have the authority to just wield violence at will.
Right.
If it was always illegal, meaning maybe only in the most extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how it looks or what kind of guidelines. That was just one of the ideas I had heard in passing shot out there. So I just wanted to see what you kind of thought about it. But if you haven't heard that yet, maybe next week when you see a little bit more about that, if you do, we could have a discussion.
Yeah, I could look into it. And I think, you know how Canada, right? Well, where we are, I don't know if it's all Canada, but where we have that law, like if someone, even someone breaks into your house, it has to be equal or lesser force. Type thing.
Yeah, right? We don't have stand your ground laws in Canada.
Yeah, so maybe if the police had the same equal or lesser force.
Yeah.
Where if you know he doesn't have a gun,
you can't even pull yours out without fucking mad red tape and maybe criminal charges if it's not 100% warranted.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where what about our safety? What about our safety? It's like, okay, but these are people that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Again, I could say, what about our safety?
Exactly. Like,
you could say the exact same thing from both sides of the coin, so I don't get it. But you know what? I don't know if that works or how it works, and I've seen a lot of racist motherfuckers talking some spicy shit over this, talking about, oh, well, then I just got my shotgun, just where do I leave the bodies and shit like that. And I'm like, holy, some of these dudes are serious. I saw something that was like, I don't know, I don't want to say it was frightening because it didn't scare me, but it just really reminded me of how some people think, like, damn. Because somebody was, like, talking about it, and they're like, oh, well, maybe we'll stand up or something. And this dude was like, yo, you seen how cowboys and Indians ended up?
That was on my status.
That was on you? Yeah, and that motherfucker was like, we'll see what happens when all the guns come out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I see what he was saying, and he kind of had a point. But at the same time, I was like, wow, you took that to, like, to where race wars are going to occur. Like, we're just talking.
And then his next, because I was the picture was America is so lucky that black people just want equality and not revenge.
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, you see what happened when we play cowboys and Indians and see how that works out for you. And I was like, what? And this is one of them fake biker dudes. So he has a bike on his page. You look through him and he has like colors, but they're like the motherfucking Sons of Anarchy. Massimo gear. Colors. And it's like
none of the real gear, none of the rockers or anything, just the fucking jacket with. You watch Tiger King, right?
Yeah.
The dude from Tiger King. Remember how he had that kind of biker style, but yet he wasn't, like, you know, one of them niggas.
The Massimo, fucking Massimo. I remember Massimo from that. Oh my God. And he had the Massimo jacket. The bandana.
Exactly.
But it's made for your head.
Where it's like not even a real tie and shit. Yeah. It's like a beanie, like a bandana beanie.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's who he was. Speaking of which, he's forced to give the Tiger King place now because he got it from Joe Exotic and he has to give it to Carole Baskin.
That's awesome.
Carole fucking Baskin.
I know. She comes out on top in the end.
Right? She needs to be a Karen for the cause.
She's definitely a Karen. If she could be, that would come through.
It would, I think.
So what's the next one? Let's run through these quick.
Yeah, we're going to do two more because the amount of time we have left. We're going to do two more. This one I want to do for sure because it blows my mind. No can do. Now, check this
out.
Mm-hmm. So the widespread use of the phrase in English today has an obscured origin. What may seem folksy, an abbreviated version of I can't do it, is actually an imitation of Chinese pidgin English. The phrase dates from the mid-19th to early 20th centuries, when an era when Western attitudes toward Chinese were markedly racist. So they've been saying, so I'm pretty sure now everybody that, all my Asian friends listening, I'm about to do an impersonation. I do apologize, but I'm just proving a point.
Mm-hmm.
Back then when it first started, I was like, oh, no can do. So they probably made jokes.
Exactly, because that's, I can't do it, because you heard how broken English is sometimes, right? Their prepositions and shit are fucked up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I could totally see where that comes from, but I didn't know that, man.
It's
What's the
crazy,
next one?
Right? That's
run
one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one, yeah, I want to run through. Okay, Sold Down the River.
I could do, okay, so that one obvious is obvious, right? We're talking probably slaves were literally sold downriver if they could. Like,
I love how you said it's according, yo, it's being sold down the river was a literal reference to slavery.
Yeah, I could already see that one.
Welfare queen. That's kind of newish. So I don't think that's an old one. So I'm not gonna go back on that.
Yeah.
Shuck and jive.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought that was a boxing term.
No, shuck and jive is basically slaves sang and shouted gleefully during corn shucking season, and this behavior, along with lying and teasing, became a part of the protective and evasive behavior normally adopted towards white people in traditional race relations. So shucking and jiving, you know?
Because you're getting out of shit, right? Like the corn's getting out of the ear or whatever, like out of the
I have no idea.
Leafs or whatever. You know, when you're shucking corn,
well,
right?
I know about shucking.
Yeah, so you're kind of getting out of something. I could see where how shucking and jiving is them using it to be slippery.
Yeah, and I knew that was racist because, well, not racist, but it was like when you're being Candace Owens,
mm-hmm.
she's shucking and jiving for the white man.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I see it, right? Yeah. Then I got that from, remember Bamboozled?
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be up here shucking and jiving.
Or no, not Ote, Showtime.
Showtime, yeah. Long Time No See.
Really?
Yeah, Long Time No See was meant as a humorous interpretation of a Native American.
I knew it was gonna be Native. I don't know why. I just had that feeling from the saying. I was like, let me guess, Native.
Mm-hmm.
Or Indigenous.
Indigenous, yeah. I think Nietzsche said we could still say Native.
Oh, Nietzsche. Well, yeah, it just wasn't accurate. Well, that's what he said.
Where's our accurate button?
I know.
I thought that's why you said it wasn't accurate.
Oh, no,
and
no,
you
no.
emphasized accurate.
I did.
So
I kind of was
meant.
Saying that, but I was being serious, too. Because he did say that. That's all I'm saying.
Our podcast is a giant shit show. The Peanut Gallery. I think we all knew about this one. The Peanut Gallery was the cheap seats in the movie theaters that only allowed black people.
I didn't know that it only allowed black people. I just always assumed that it was the cheap seats.
Yeah, so originally this term referred to the balconies and segregated theaters where black people were forced to sit. The nickname Peanut was given due to the fact that peanuts were introduced to America the same time as the slave trade. Because of this, there was a connection between black people and peanuts.
Oh, okay.
I didn't find it in here, but Barrel of Laughs.
Oh, okay.
There were, I think in the theater, in the Peanut Gallery, they're only black people were only allowed to laugh into the barrel.
Oh.
To take away. Now, that I could be wrong about that. I think I saw that on Blackish. Blackish. Uppity.
Really? I love that word.
Me too. I say it all the time. When
me too.
Negroes act, when black folk be acting all.
Uppity.
Sedity. The word uppity is often as a synonym for stuck up or pretentious or conceited. Though it's first used by the Southerners to refer to slaves who did not fall in line or acted as if they didn't know their place. Basically, a black person who overtly stood up to racism, given the heaviness of origin, seemed to leave the word at home when looking for to describe a pretentious acquaintance. So basically, if you're black and you're looking white people in their eyes and you're standing up for yourself and stuff like that, they used to call them uppity niggas.
Oh, so now that's, I get it.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's interesting.
That's the 10 common phrases that are
racist. That was good, man. I got there was a couple in there that I definitely didn't know. Yeah. So that was
especially
actually
the
interesting.
Long time no see and the no can do.
No can do and long time no see. I guess now that I think about them, they are just like broken English.
Yeah.
But I just thought they were shortened
versions,
comical
of
forms of it. Yeah, that's interesting.
We got time for one more. Let me just see what subjects. Not too much going on this week. You know?
No, because it's basically
riots.
Yeah,
and riots.
And just, protests and fighting racists every day.
This one I just found today. And this one, it didn't make me mad, but, oh, shit. Not Legends of Tomorrow. It didn't make me mad, but at the end of the day, I just, you know my sigh.
Yes.
It made me do the sigh.
Oh, okay. So, very condescending.
I wouldn't say it was condescending.
I just did it.
It's somewhat
very condescendingly. This nigga's used a condescending sigh to try to fight the fact that his sigh is condescending.
No, I did the sigh just because I read it and I was just like, But Care Bears creator debuts the Black Lives Matter Bear.
Okay.
Why do we need a Black Lives Matter bear?
I don't know. The same reason why we care that Jeff Bezos puts up racist comments. I don't know. Just showing solidarity that he's trying. I'm okay. So if we're gonna go, if Bezos wasn't
Devil's
trying,
advocate me. Yeah.
If Bezos wasn't trying to profit, or whether he was trying to profit or not, we could look at his moves as good. Running one of the biggest corporations, I don't even know if Care Bears nigga's still getting paid.
Yeah. So the original artist debuted the bear. Their I think son or daughter tweeted that my mom, the creator of the original Care Bears, drew a Black Lives Matter bear. You can buy prints, shirts, da da da, on her Redbubble, whatever the fuck that mm-hmm. is. All proceeds go to the Reed Foundation, which is a black organization which helps disadvantaged youth in Tulsa. He tweeted the Reed Bubble, has since removed the BLM bear from its site.
Really?
And followed up by saying they are hoping it will be available for sale soon. The bear is not on the site. Mm-hmm. They're not. The other prints are all up there and available.
Yeah.
He said it was a copyright thing, yet all the prints on that Redbubble are Care Bears. So at the end of the day.
What, do you think he suffered backlash or something?
I think this just was a ploy for the Care Bear franchise to get more money. We have a Black Lives Matter bear. Oh, no, we weren't allowed to put it on there. Da, 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 da. When we can put it on there, the proceeds will go to there. But since Care Bears are Black Lives Matter, buy some other Care Bear shit.
Oh, and so the other Care Bear shit, there's no proceeds. So is this because BLM is its own organization, is this because BLM didn't want to give it up to Care Bears without maybe their own cut?
Yeah, it could be. Like, I got to look into if BLM is copyrighted or if anybody can have BLM merchandise. That's a good question.
Because if that's the reason, then maybe if I was like, I'm going to make a BLM bear to show awareness and, you know, Care Bears always were supposed to be caring. Like, that was the point, right? So I think it fits. Like, it's not a big stretch where they're just like, oh, Transformers, look, Black Power Transformer. Like, that would just seem weird. But Care Bears are about caring and tolerance and diversity and shit like that. So if I was
Black Power Transformer, what do you transform into? I transform into segregation.
Yeah, it's just like a big fist and then a punch. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
I transform to Huey Newton.
Clear cash grabs. And while, like you said, the Bezos was a cash grab. So if you're not going to drag mm-hmm. him. I don't think we should drag this guy immediately, especially because aside from blasting the tweets, is Bezos actually giving anything to anybody?
I believe he is. I believe there's okay. a lot of stuff that he's a huge philanthropist. So yeah.
If I was like, I'm going to do a Black Lives Matter Care Bear. And then I went to the BLM group and then they said you can't use it. Then I'm not giving no profits.
Yeah. But the thing is like, I'm not trying to blast them. But my point is, do we need a Black Lives Matter Care Bear? Because I think when I did the post, I was like, we got a Black Lives Matter Care Bear. Like, I think at this point, we need to calm the fuck down. Because they're going to give a nigga everything that we want, mm-hmm. except for what we're asking for.
I agree. You know what? And again, I just think it's optics. Like, companies are just trying to have optics. I think the leaders or whatever, and, you know, this podcast doesn't have nearly enough time for this, but I'm serious.
I know you're serious, but for whatever reason, the sigh and then how you said that was somewhat funny. It's like,
yeah.
And this podcast doesn't have enough time for this, but I'm going to tell you.
In a short way is that, what does change look like? Mm. Like, I've really been trying to wrap my head around that. And I'm like, yo, man, if I was to be a representative, what am I going in there and asking for? Mm. Like, it's hard because everybody's like, oh, make sure we get, okay, so where do the changes, like, do we want them to eradicate the unfair principles of loan acceptance or school acceptance, or are we trying to get the police defunded so that we're not treated so unfairly? Are we pushing for fair sentences? Like, are we going to just push for all this in one big manifesto, or is it gradual changes?
Yeah, are we trying to just ratify the whole system in one fell swoop? Like, I think
that's not gonna happen.
That has to be impossible.
It'd be too many laws, too much legislation, too many studies. Otherwise, why can't be this way and that way? So I've actually really tried to wrap my head around what we could really ask for. Like,
you know what's messed up?
What's up?
So in the States, systemic racism has been there from the beginning.
Yes. And even staunch disbelievers of it I've seen lately are coming around.
Coming around, exactly. Now.
What, nigga?
Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because the
I think we both know the dichotomy
of this podcast. Another one. This is fuck. I gotta give you one of these, fam. Like, we so on point. Old ladies use us to make scarves. Now,
word up.
Speaking of on point, what the fuck was I gonna say?
You were talking about the fact that systemic racism.
Oh yes, so systemic racism has been there and has been not manifesting, but has been in progress for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What if, now this is just me on some Twilight Zone shit, what if the reason why, in, for the lack of a better term, the economies and the situation of these two countries being in such a position that they're in, because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, we're still first world countries,
mm-hmm.
and relatively, we're two of some of the greatest countries to live in if shit went for you properly.
Yeah.
Right? What if it only works because of systemic racism? What if all that shit gets abolished and the whole system goes back, takes it out and da-da-da-da, and then shit just falls all the way apart? What if systemic racism is the glue that's holding us together?
And you know what? It might be because, unfortunately, and again, I've had arguments with a lot of people about this, and they do think that maybe I'm un-American or something, but I don't think the capitalist system works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it has to be built. It's built on the backs of infinite profits.
Right.
So you have no point but to get to a point where you exploit people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more profit margins except for exploitation.
Right.
And when you have corporations that are basically people and you have to speak for these people and people, you know what I mean? Like, then they do whatever it takes because the shareholders control destinies.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't show growth over growth, which isn't sustainable, how do you grow forever? Like, you just can't.
Yeah, it's not
sustainable system. I have so many arguments with people about this, and I get it. I get capitalism in its essence because everybody should be able to make their own wealth, but there has to be some sort of ethics injected because it seems like, oh, they canceled niggas here. Okay, time to go to China. You know what I mean? They're still exploited. Like, if you don't think slave labor is basically not being exploited when they're making fucking $340 a pair of Jordans and they paid the nigga 10 cents to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's slavery. Like, those people deserve more. Yeah, they and this is what they do, man. Like, and even in modern day society, I truly believe in, and now we're getting into some tinfoil shit. This is modern day slavery, what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, half of the money you fucking get, they take from taxes. Then you got to pay for your house, which is goes back to the banks, which, like, it all fucking goes back to the bank, man. Like, at the end of the day, they own everything. They give you just enough freedom to feel like, you know what? I got the foreign. I got a nice whip. My girl's ass is fat. I'm doing good. But really, you could never escape this. Like, you could never escape fucking the weight of what you have to do every day just to survive. Like, there's no other way. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I think the system would crumble because it's not built on something sound. It's built on greed. And so there's nothing, once you stop exploiting people or they come hip to it,
mm-hmm.
well then fuck, there goes all your labor. There goes all your, you know what I mean? It's just not. So yeah, I could totally 100% see the system crumbling because there's no more systemic racism. I actually could see that happen. But if it's a system that doesn't work, do we just keep going with it? Or shit, I know, but no one wants to see countries fall, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how a system rework happens. I've never heard of it in history. Well, I have, I guess. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And at the end of the day, we might be on the precipice of witnessing it.
Oh, absolutely. Like, America, like, yo, in my opinion, like, America is a dying country, man.
Yeah.
Like, their system, their economics, but things don't go down easy.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Especially something that size. So what we're seeing is, in my opinion, we're almost seeing the death throes of it. Like, people don't want to be there. It's fucking, now everything is privatized and you fucking could die in a hallway. You owe fucking $35,000 because you broke your arm. Like, it's crazy there, man. Like, I don't see how it's the land of milk and honey. And I hear that the more and more fucking immigrants are starting to feel tricked when they go there.
Yeah.
Like it used to.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, because they're like, yo, what the fuck? This was supposed to be the good life. Like I seen on the commercials.
Yep. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I agree with you, man. I could see racism or at least cheap labor being the glue.
Yeah.
Holding that country together. And a lot of modern countries, right? Like that's why they're outsource everything. Mm-hmm. Right? So I don't know, man. I could see that happening.
I could see that happening too. So I guess we will see. Yeah. We're here.
I don't know. We'll wait to see what happens with all this shit.
Cheers to that. Toodaloo, bitches. Mm-hmm. And with that, let's get into our final segment, one of my favorites. I think next week we should start with the go back to some reviews.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I miss just listening to fucking, I miss you like sending albums and just listening to new music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we're back in the gym.
Yeah. I love new music, man. It was actually one of the ways I made myself listen to a new album a week.
Yeah.
Since we stopped it,
it's
I heard barely nothing. Like, yeah, no, I need that. Like, I need that.
Let's go into today in hip hop history. Do you have yours loaded up? You good?
I do.
All right.
If you follow me on Facebook,
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
If you follow me on Facebook, it has to be.
Shout out to the D.
And that is Slum Village released their second album, Fantastic Volume 2, June 13th, 2000. I am telling you, I can think of five songs from Climax to fucking Fourth and Back, Players. Like, there's like at least five songs that I still put on mixtapes today,
mm-hmm.
20 years later, and I'm not, and I wish I could exaggerate. The one or two songs has been on almost every mixtape I've made for 20 years.
Damn.
Like, I love this album. It is 100% my favorite album of all time.
Hmm.
Only Black Moon, Enter the Stage. Not Rise of the Moon. Okay?
Rise
Enter
of Duh.
The Stage. And they love Duh.
Duh. Enter they love Duh.
The Stage is fucking like, I can't, like, this album probably eclipsed it because I feel like it has had more lasting power.
Mm.
So that's definitely, it had to be my Today in Hip Hop History.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I was going through, I'm like, I know exactly what this nigga
picked. Yeah, it's my favorite album
and
of
it's
all time.
It's a dope pick, like, at the end of the day. This week in hip hop history was kind of a slow week, but I'm going to go with Richard Stephen Shaw, better known as Bushwick Bill, died on June 9th, 2019. Yeah. Got to give a big RIP to Bushwick Bill. He's one of the originators of making, I'd say Southern
Ghetto
rap.
Boys. Yeah.
Yeah, Ghetto Boys out of Houston, him, Scarface, and Willie D.
Mm-hmm.
My Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
I have an old school mix.
Yeah.
It has been on it. For 20, like, ever since that shit came out, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, always a staple.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend.
Yeah.
Me and the Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. And yeah. I like his verse in there. Next thing you know, it's like, I wasn't fighting anybody. I was pounding the pavement.
Yeah. That, and like, even it was wild.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wild concept in the video.
Yeah. Shout out to the Ghetto Boys. Shout out to Bushwick Bill and his family. RIP. And that's what we have for our Today in Hip Hop History.
Chip.
So yes, fam, that was a wonderful episode. Episode 96.
Nine sizzle. We coming at you.
20 twizzle.
Yeah, man.
Hit him with your socials, fam.
You can catch me on Idol on Facebook, you know what I mean? Or Idol X Jack Mills. You can also check me on Instagram at Idol. Wait, is Instagram ats? It's ats. At Idol underscore one. I know you just don't normally say the at.
Ever, no.
It's normally only with Twitter, but it is there. So check me at idol underscore one on Instagram and check me at idol one on Twitter.
Yeah. And you can find me on all social media platforms I am Will Hayes.
On that Palm Bay, nigga.
Shit. Don't forget, the most important though, you can find us underscore I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, or All the Smoke Pod, or I Want All the Smoke Podcast on. Or that's our website, iwantothesmokepodcast.com. Go to our website, click on the smoke shop, and buy some sweet gear. I was going to say, like, this hat that you see right here, but guess what? We're not on video.
But trust me, it's dope. Go on to the I Want All the Smoke page. You can see all the gear. It's the white hat with the squiggly free smoke. What, it reminds me almost like horror, like monster mash.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah. Frankenstein. That's the good word.
I like the purple and green variant.
Do you have it?
Like, in person?
Of this hat?
Yeah, but not in person.
Oh, okay.
On the site, yeah. Other than that, that was our episode. And so I guess you could say, and with that,
we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.